So in breaking news today, Ukraine just announced a total ban on the exporting of wheat and millet and oats and buckwheat and other grains, and also meat as well. So pretty much an export of all the basic food commodities out of Ukraine. Those exports have been banned. And this is on top of Russia now being unable to export because of the economic sanctions. And of course, problems in the Black Sea with the ports, Odessa and other ports. And then we've had other nations like Hungary announcing that they will no longer export wheat because they need to conserve it for their own domestic supply. Now, the country that gets most of its wheat from Ukraine is China. And remember that China cannot feed its population based on its own domestic production. So China has to buy up food, grains, commodities from all over the world in order to achieve, in order to just not starve. And China's been suffering floods in China, droughts in the Western United States, and droughts in South America. So lots of floods in China, taking out the food supply there. So I wanted to do a little short podcast here, just a few minutes, to give you a heads up of what's coming from this. We're going to see more countries protecting their own domestic supply of produced food. I doubt the United States will block exports, but you're going to see other smaller nations perhaps do so. If it gets bad enough, Canada might block exports, even to the United States. We'll see where that goes, but that's the direction it is headed. Because these nations want to protect their own local consumers from having to pay insane prices for these commodities on the world market. If they're able to block the exports, then they can effectively suppress domestic prices so that their own local people don't riot when it comes to food inflation. And that's the other part of what I wanted to warn you about. There's no question in my mind that food riots are coming in the United States, in Canada, and a lot of Western nations, also including Western Europe. Food riots are coming. I would look for them towards the end of this year, more in the Thanksgiving time period, November, December. And it's also clear to me that we're going to see a lot more food thefts and thieves and thief groups, or I don't know what you call them, robbery groups that would typically target, let's say, chip factories or other more high value targets. They're going to start targeting food producers, especially meat producers, because meat's going to become so expensive that these people figure if they can break into a meat factory, they could probably load up $20,000 worth of meat in a van, and then get away with that. And they probably figure there's not a lot of security around meat factories, because normally who robs a meat factory? Well, times are changing, prices change, the decisions made by criminals. So I would look for that to happen as well. I don't think we're going to see home invasions looking for food. Home invasions will tend to focus more on looking for firearms and ammunition and gold and jewelry and things like that. But anybody who is known to have a supply of stored food could be a target. So that's one more reason to practice security and privacy in your own food, your stored food supplies. And by the way, that's another reason to purchase with cryptocurrency, because if you're buying food supplies with credit cards, then that leaves a trace, obviously, on your credit card statement. And it would be so much better if you're going to stock up on, frankly, anything at this point, even ammunition or firearms, food, emergency medicine, see if you can buy it with crypto. And I've mentioned this before, the wallet that I use is called Exodus. It's free, exodus.com. The exchange that I've been using is called Gemini. That's called gemini.com. And I look for retailers that support, that will accept Bitcoin or Litecoin or other coins. And the Health Ranger store accepts 4 cryptocurrencies. And I've noticed that there are some gold and silver dealers that also accept crypto. Treasure Island is one of them. They are one of our sponsors, by the way. You can find them at brightionmetals.com. That's plural, Brighton Metals. Also newegg.com, they sell computer supplies. They accept crypto. I've heard that overstock.com also accepts crypto. I don't know who else does. There's some kind of a payment network called Flexa that apparently allows you to spend crypto at Home Depot and retailers like that. But I haven't been able to find any confirmation of that yet. The information is kind of thin on that. So I don't know. Look it up. See if that's something that is working. Not sure. But I know a lot of crypto solutions are coming in place for merchants and for people to buy at retail using crypto. You're going to see a lot of that rolling out later this summer. So when you are stocking up, I strongly advise you at this point, go everything crypto. Just buy everything with crypto just for your privacy and also so your bank accounts don't get seized. And I wish that a lot of online retailers would accept crypto at this point, like Midway USA or Brownells or Cheaper Than Dirt, you know, all these kind of large, I think ammo.com. There's a bunch of firearms and ammunition dealers online or retailers. I wish they would accept crypto. So far, I'm not aware of any that do, but that might change in the very near future. We'll see. We'll see. But definitely, getting back to the food issue, definitely expect massive food inflation. Expect a lot more violent crime related to food and expect shortages on the shelves. Expect a global starvation and famine to kick in towards the end of this year. And then we're going to have also food limits, in other words, rationing at the retail level, where you'll only be allowed to buy a certain amount of food. That's coming. There's no question in my mind that that's coming. It might be later this year, but that's going to kick in. And then also, the U.S. government is trying to push central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, to get you into their wallets, controlled by the Federal Reserve, so that they can control what you're allowed to buy. And of course, I encourage you, do not participate in the CBDCs. I'm not going to, unless we're forced to, let's say they convert our bank account automatically into a CBDC just overnight, and then boom, I'm like, here's what you have. Well, if that's the case, I'll just move my money out of that as fast as possible and get it into some kind of crypto. Because the CBDCs are going to, of course, use financial censorship and surveillance and Orwellian systems to try to control what you buy and to monitor what you buy and then to put limits on what you buy, including food, maybe ammunition, and so on. So don't use the CBDCs, obviously. So that's my summary of kind of where things are headed with the food crisis situation. It is going to get bad, but you do have time, because it's not going to get bad tomorrow or next week. It's going to get bad towards the end of this summer. So think about August, even September timeframe. And then the food shortages and the empty shelves and the food inflation is just going to accelerate from September through the end of this calendar year, 2022. So that's what you should plan for. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. I've got a lot more podcasts that you can check out at Brighteon.com. And also check out my articles at naturalnews.com. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Get prepared. It's going to get bad. Take care.